Jackie Goodman is very familiar with the Land Development Code, so familiar that the acronym LDC just rolls off her tongue. During her 12 years on the Austin City Council and even more on the Planning Commission, the LDC was Goodman's go-to document. So I asked her to explain what's in it.
Anything to do with land. It's so full of things that you can't even begin to describe what all is in there. You can get a hard copy if you get a few thousand dollars to spend on copies.
Goodman told me a big part of it is city rules for land use. There are rules about building heights, environmental rules, zoning ordinances, transportation, signage, and much more.
The LDC speaks to the processes and not just those that are mandated by state, but those that we have devised here for our particular conditions and assets and preferences.
Those are the things the city of Austin wanted to keep in mind when planning for the future, the city's conditions, assets, and development preferences. A couple of years ago, Austin began gathering citizen input on how the city should manage its growth over the next 30 years. In 2012, the city adopted the Imagine Austin Comprehensive Plan. Matt Dugan is an Austin city planner. He says Imagine Austin is a vision of a city that's affordable, prosperous, and educated. Goals that have little to do in practical terms with the Land Development Code. But Dugan says there's one goal that has everything to do with the LDC, and it is the idea of building complete neighborhoods.
And it's where you can hopefully have things that you need in your daily life within a short trip. There's job opportunities, there's different types of housing opportunities, there's education, places to shop, places to play, parks, things like that.
The LDC is an old code. It considers land uses from a perspective at least 50 years old and has been revised nearly 200 times in the last decade alone. Dugan says it'll take time to rewrite. How much time?
Years. we're looking kind of at a four-step process. We're looking at a preliminary draft code in 2015.
The city wants 11 people to serve on an advisory panel that will lead revision discussions. Goodman says in previous attempts to rewrite portions of the LDC, someone would attempt to remove a rule that, say, was outdated for construction purposes, but was still viable for environmental purposes. So in simplifying the codes, the intricacies of land management in a city of close to 1 million people will not go away. Joy Diaz, KUT News.